Yeah, I mean, down back in the 70s, you could you know, lose a ski, and it would float to someone's property, and they would find out who it belonged to. Pickerel Lake isn't that big a lake, you know, but the people were very cordial and very kind, and it's a different world now. I'm sure it exists in some ways. I haven't been down there in years. The property is no longer owned by our family, so it was sold off quite some years ago. And my parents and my father's side property, I can't even remember what lake it was on. All the lakes down there, there's like five of them that are connected by canals and tunnels and stuff under roadways. So it's kind of a interesting way to navigate. And it was just, it's a cool little place. And for a summer resort, it's perfect to have a little summer cottage there. And it's, you know, it's not too far from Grand Rapids, but it's, you know, 30 miles north of there. So you're not directly in that metropolitan areas, downtown and whatnot. And I have a relative who lives near Kent City, which is near Sparta, but we don't, I don't get down there a whole lot. Anyway, one of these days I'm going to try to find my grandfather Brown's old cottage and see if it's even there still, but I don't know. Things have changed so much, and I've forgotten half the roads when I was a kid. I only saw, you know, I saw it from the back of a station wagon. I never drove down there or anything during that time.